reading and sermon by Pastor Daniel Krieger and guest preachers of the Word. Learn more about Zion Lutheran Church, the Christian faith, subscribing to this program, and joining us in person next Sunday for the entire Divine Worship by visiting zionhiawatha.org. Now God's Word.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first scripture reading is found in the book of Micah, page 993 in your pew Bibles. And we read Micah chapter 5, beginning at verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Hebrews chapter 10, found on page 1290 in your pew Bibles, reading Hebrews 10, beginning at verse 5. When Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings, and burnt offerings and sin offerings," these are offered according to the law. Then he added, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second. And by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of the Lord. We rise out of respect for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel is recorded in the Gospel according to St. Luke, found on page 1094 in your pew Bibles, and we read Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 39. In those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a town in Judah. She entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated as we continue with hymn 356. mercy and a peace be to you from God, our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Old Testament lesson for today. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origins is from old, from ancient days. This is our text. O Bethlehem, too little. As you follow throughout the various themes of the scriptures, one of the things that you discover about God is that he has a preference for little things. There were powerful nations in the world around the time of Abraham. And yet when God chooses a nation, he chooses to grow it out of one person. And that person himself being childless well into his 90s. David, the king from whom the Christ would be descended, the last and the smallest of the sons of Jesse. There was big, burly Esau, the firstborn of Isaac. But God chose instead Jacob, who, at least from what we read, seldom wandered from his mother's apron strings. Again and again in Scripture, you find a preference of God for using the weak, the small, the little. Little Bethlehem. A town too small to be numbered among the clans of Judah. When the land of Israel was being divided up among the various tribes of Israel, to be a part of the naming of the divisions, you had to be at least 1,000 people strong. Bethlehem was too small of a city, too small of a clan to be numbered in that. And so they were bunched together with a bunch of other little cities, the largest of which became the name for the clan. And when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is born there, it's not in a palace, and there's not even room for him in the inn. He's born in a stable, in a little manger. And if we keep on tracing our salvation's history, it is in the weakest moment of human existence that our salvation is accomplished. A man, yet God, but seemingly powerless before the world, nailed to a cross, dying, seemingly so weak, seemingly so powerless. And yet in the moment where he breathes his last and is crying out, "It is finished," there our salvation is won. Our sins are paid for. And death is defeated. Our world and our own sinful natures has a tendency to focus on the big, the spectacular, the amazing in the world's eyes, including at Christmas. And yet, have you noticed that it's often the smallest and the littlest of things that carries the most meaning for our lives? I was reminded of this not too long ago when I traveled back to Davenport to speak at the 75th anniversary of that congregation. Though I kind of gone back there once or twice before, and I stepped into the pulpit. My mind was filled with memories. And as we gathered with the congregation afterwards, we talked about the wonderful things we remember from there. And in my family, one of the most beautiful memories of that place was a piece of green Tupperware about this big. You wouldn't think that Tupperware, especially, you know, as Tupperware, the old stuff gets older, it kind of starts to yellow and just, you know, it might have started out green, but there was a lot of yellow in it now. You know, it's one of those things that if you threw it out at a garage sale, you might get a nickel. But not only was that precious to my family, just about everybody in church remembered that little piece of Tupperware. Lovely woman by the name of Roberta Peterson, who was not Norwegian by birth, but had the fortune of marrying into Norwegian, learned to make a thing, favorite dish, kringla. How many of you have had kringla ever in your life? Oh, that's interesting, because last night hardly anybody had it. It's good stuff. And whenever we had dinners at the church for funerals, for other occasions, that green piece of Tupperware would arrive at the church filled with kringla. And everybody remembered it. They looked forward to it. And I'm told that when she went home to her Lord in heaven, her family literally fought over that yellowed, old hunk of Tupperware. I don't know if they could make kringla, but that thing was precious. It's amazing how little things can come to mean so much. Of course, most of you are aware, right around that same time, my mother-in-law also passed away. It was right around Thanksgiving. And all of our family from far and wide was gathered together for the funeral. And then 2 days later, they all gathered at my house to have Thanksgiving dinner. And one of the things my brother-in-law suggested was that we all write down something we remembered about Mom and then share it with each other as the dinner came to a close. She did a lot of big things in her life. But not one of those big things was what got written down. It was all the little things that were the most powerful and well-remembered things we had of her. I'll bet if you all think back upon Christmases past and ponder the memories that are most sweet, it's probably not the times when you got the biggest gifts. It's probably something little that really sticks in your mind. Our world becomes so focused on big things. But God brings His biggest blessings to us, not through that which is big in the world's eyes, but through that which is little. People become focused on jobs and careers and, you know, making a million before they're 30 or 40. That's not what will be remembered about us. But what we do as a mom, a dad, a child, a grandparent, those little expressions of love, those are the things through which God most powerfully works. He builds us up through things that really aren't that important in the world's eyes anymore. Simple water, simple bread and wine. Words from the pages of Scripture which you have heard again and again and again. And yet it is by these things, which may seem little in the world's eyes, that God sustains our faith, gives us hope, and ultimately gives us that which will sustain us in the day of death and enable us to be raised for all eternity to be with our God in heaven. It is by the simple word and sacrament that God gives us the greatest gift, our Lord Jesus Christ. And at Christmas, as wonderful a time of year as it is, its greatest blessings are brought to us through little things. A little baby, born in an unspectacular way, not even in a house, but in a stable, in a manger, in the little town of Bethlehem. May God help us to remember how great of things He does through little things. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.
This program is a production of Zion Lutheran Church, Hiawatha, Iowa. Copyright, all rights reserved. Unless otherwise indicated, the scripture reading used in this program is from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, ESV. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Hymn 556, Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, was provided by LutheranTimeOut.org. Learn more about the Christian faith and joining us next Sunday in person by visiting ZionHiawatha.org.